Life with Lederer. The Party. Well, here I am in my car. It's 2 a.m. I've run out of Kleenex and I'm driving a tad emotionally over the speed limit and in the bus lane, to be absolutely accurate. I'm feeling a little upset, if not totally distraught and humiliated. And driving in the forbidden nirvana of road usage gives me back a little of my edge and self-esteem. Something I'm afraid I lost this evening at a gathering so pompous and poisonous. I'm surprised I'm still here to tell the tale. It's my own fault. I know I hate dinner parties, so why do I punish myself? But to be fair, I did think this one would just be a meal at Giles' house, a bit of a chat and a sit-down over coffee. But drinks on the lawn with a marquee and the London Philharmonic providing some background easy listening, we're so over the top. Well, it makes you reach for an extra glass of Pimm's out of sheer nausea. I actually saw Simon Rattle do the same, unobtrusively, as he conducted them through some breezy Baroque quartets. And I couldn't help feeling that having one's meal cooked and served by the two Rue brothers was taking things just a little too far. Actually, I could have coped with that, but later on in the evening, one of the waiters, who turned out to be a very nice out-of-work actor who also lays carpets in his spare time, took me aside and revealed that all the so-called personalities who'd been swanning about the place weren't personalities at all. They'd been hired by a lookalike agency. Whoops. Now, I've just seen a flashing blue light in my rear mirror. I better calm down. No, it's all right. It's just a well-lit Greek taverna. Don't worry, I'm obviously taking care to drive as conventionally as possible in every other sense, i.e. straight, so I don't attract any unwanted attention from the night police cadets on traffic duty prone to patrolling this stretch of high street. I happen to know they get promoted directly to sergeant if they can catch 17 or more car offenders in one night. Quite an effective recruitment plan if you want a lot of sergeants with no training who are also very young. Anyway, the reason for this pathetic expression of defiance, driving along in the bus lane with my nose running, is an attempt to right the wrongs of this evening where I was so publicly humiliated and shamed by a group of so-called culturally educated guests. I mean, all right, Trivial Pursuit has never been my game, but surely it's the playing of it rather than the winning that makes for a good evening. Well, that's how I was brought up, but not this bunch of up-to-the-minute, been-there-done-it, time-out, GQ and arena gurus. Honestly, there was enough money down on that teak table to buy me and a loved one 2 tickets to Covent Garden, and I don't mean the tube station. It's enough to make you spit. Everyone else was beside themselves, shouting out the correct answers, and God forbid if anyone got one wrong. As I said to someone who was hitting himself over the head with an empty champagne glass, he'd just got the date of Gene Pitney's #1 single wrong and couldn't live with himself. As I said to him, I said, you know, I don't have a chip about having to give up geography at an early age. I was quite open about it. I said, I just couldn't have suffered 2 more years of ordnance survey maps and cloud formations just so I might in some small way contribute to my team possibly acquiring a piece of cheese. Well, he wasn't listening. He was too intent on trying to remember either what actress played Ina Sharples or who pulled out of the small vases to design a dress or some such nonsense.
Goody, goody.
Oh, come on, Jocelyn. Hurry up and get to a cheese question, for God's sake.
Look, Rachel, the last 3 goes were cheese questions and you blew them all with your stupid answers. Amy Turtle is dead, for Christ's sake. Bloody everyone knows that. For God's sake, think or shut up.
You wouldn't say that if I was a man, would you? Would he, Sean? He wouldn't say think or shut up if I was a man.
Well, he wouldn't say for God's sake think or shut up if you were a man, no. But he is under pressure, Rachel. He's only got to get 1 more cheese. You must be aware of that.
Thank you for your support, Sean.
Well, I'm not on your team, am I? What do you expect? Paul and me have got to keep a distance emotionally. We might lose.
Well, I'm sure when the game's over, Rachel and I can undistance ourselves again. Might let us sip my championship cup.
No, thank you, Paul. I don't like the look of that cold sore on your upper lip. Oh, come on, Jocelyn, just get me onto a pink one. I'm good at the pinkies.
I bet you are. Yes, I know you're good at the pinkies. All women are good at the pinkies. But there's also a lot of greenies, oranges and brownies about. And I don't see why we men should shoulder the burden. Quite now, right. Brace up, Rachel. Get it right. Or else, I'm leaving you.
Oh, God! I'm ready. Really, I'm ready. You wouldn't take the children, would you? And the house. Let me keep the house.
Just get it right.
Okay, okay, I'm ready.
Right. Who was the lead singer with Velvet Underground?
It's one of those neck. Ready. Lou Reed.
Correct.
I'm so happy. Praise God, we're still together. Oh, thank you, God.
The whole experience was beginning to open up a can of worms which were better left crawling about in my past. I mean, I know that deep down I should really know about Ina Sharples and Jean Pitney and the World Cup, as should every other caring and civilised person of the 90s, but somehow I'd never come to terms with it. But anyway, I shouldn't have gone. In fact, I remember smelling a rat when Giles rang to invite me.
How extraordinary. No one ever phones me up on a Saturday unless it's a wrong number or they want to clean my windows. Hello, is that the window cleaner?
No.
Who is it then?
Giles.
Giles who? I only know one Giles and we can't stand each other, so it can't be him.
Why not?
Well, I'm sorry, but people who hate each other tend not to voluntarily ring each other up. Or am I being very old-fashioned?
You always were, Helen, so chances are...
It is you. Amazing. To what do I owe this complete inconvenience? What have I done to deserve yet more hostility and unkindness in an already hostile and bitter world?
Well, that's it, really. I wondered if you'd like to come out to dinner this evening.
Why?
Sue can't come. You're the only one I know who knows her. You might have an inn, you see, with the Mag, where she works.
What time shall I turn up, then?
About 8. Oh, and dress smart. For you, anyway. Woolen trousers and Liberty shawls are forbidden national dress, I'm afraid. And for God's sake, don't turn up with a bottle of dry white. Nobody brings their own anymore. They stopped doing that in 89. We've got a lot of people who know about most things on the guest list, so read the Indie or something substantial before you pitch up.
Look, forgive me for inquiring, but given such entry qualifications, are you absolutely certain you want me to be there? I recall you quite recently listed me as one of the people least likely to have any real friends in your Sunday Style column, which caused me and my family a lot of heartache, self-doubt and ostracization. In fact, my parents have had to move, but don't take it personally. That's what they did.
So, I'll see you around 8.
OK. That's if I can cancel my other engagement, of course.
Yes, that's why I said I'll see you around 8. Oh, by the way, do you still wear that felt cloak with the clasp in the evenings?
Sometimes, just for first nights, that sort of thing.
Well, don't tonight, or it may be your last.
Well, thanks for the incredibly spontaneous and generous invite. I'll look forward to an interesting evening. Bye.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what he's after, but it certainly isn't my body. We dealt with that a few years ago when he quite genuinely wanted to know why I tried to look frumpy. I wouldn't mind, but I was wearing my Audrey Hepburn urchin look shift dress with bell-bottom sleeves, and I just didn't need it rubbished by Giles, particularly as the date wasn't exactly going swimmingly. Well, I'm still in the bus lane, although I had to come off it when it ran out back at the last traffic light. I had to jostle at a junction with some other motorists, which I found rather depressing. Oh, pardon. Now, I've just felt the goat's cheese inside the shoe pastry repeat a little, which can't be too healthy. Though it might blast out any remains of alcohol if I get breathalyzed by the juniors later on. Why they had to serve everything with double cream is beyond me. Endive salad to start with, and cream. Goat's cheese doings and pastry, with cream. Goulash and artichokes, with cream. And then, of course, the inevitable strawberries with yogurt, interestingly enough. Still, it's all very rich and expensive, that's the main thing. And those people, where does he find them? Such obsession about culture. I mean, I'm as interested in art as the next intelligent person who reads Punch and Witch magazine, but I don't shout about it. The number of times I've sat quietly in the Natural History Museum doing sketches of the Egyptian mummies. Drawings, I mean, not jokes. Well, I could count them on one hand. It also happens to be a good ruse for meeting members of the opposite sex, because you can be in a gallery all day and scout about for the best man. Although not always. Sometimes people just aren't interested in looking at my drawings. The coffee bar at the National Gallery in Trafalgar Square is my best bet for actual social contact in a cultural setting. I was picked up there once over a coffee by a ceramics student trying to steal the plates.
Excuse me. Hi. Is anyone sitting here?
No, no one at all. Well, there was an old bag lady, but I asked her to move. The smell was getting to me. I don't think she minded. Sit down.
Thanks. Have you heard about the plates?
Pardon?
The plates.
Oh, is there a special exhibition on them? I haven't been to the plate room, no. I tend to be boring and stick with the Turners.
No, I mean, I can hear that there's been a bursary, right, to buy some new crockery for the coffee bar. Our art lecturer keeps going on about them. I'm in ceramics, you see.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, did you make that singlet yourself?
Oh, yeah, yeah. How did you know?
Well, it was the clunking sounds of the tiles, really, that gave it away. Is it very heavy?
No, not once you get used to it. I mean, a lot of people come up to me and ask me about it, and in fact, I've got a few commissions that way.
Really? Perhaps you do one for me.
Hey, I will. I mean, after I've finished collecting these plates, right? I mean, they mean so much to me. They're just wonderful.
Well, they seem very plain to me. Just the usual plastic. Or is that what you artists call ceramic nowadays? I mean, you'd probably say, oh, let's go on a picnic and remember to pack our ceramic knives and forks, meaning plastic.
No. These plates, right, they're fantastic ceramic, which is why there's so few left, of course.
Oh, are they becoming extinct then, like most art?
Well, yeah. I've managed to steal most of them, but I've just come back for the last lot. These plastic things are just a stopgap until the government coughs up with another few thou, you know.
I realise now that the ceramic student was a little obsessed. As it turns out, he was at the party as well, hired as a waiter. Giles insisted that the waiters were all in the arts before he booked them. Arty caterers are a must, it seems, nowadays. It's cheaper than donating money to the Arts Council direct, and at least one is then seen to be a paid-up benefactor at one's own party. Now, all you have to do to survive these parties, it seems, is to know a few key phrases. Things like first night, last night, and flop were particular favourites.
I mean, the trouble with reviews is that everyone gets so utterly paranoid.
Quite.
Did you hear what happened at the comedy?
Theatre or store?
Theatre, darling. We're not talking shops, you know. Who gives a damn about shopping? Who did you say invited you?
Giles.
Oh, really? And what do you work on?
Oh, bits and bobs.
Is that weekly or monthly?
Well, most of the time, really.
No, you're freelance. Sue's just gone freelance. Mm. Giles was hoping she'd do a pull-out spread on him for the glossy. He bought that ginormous folky Welsh dresser especially for the dining room shots.
Yes. Sue was supposed to be coming, but cried off due to a death in the family. Fictitious, of course.
And I happen to know. Hello, have turned him down. He begged a cover story, or at least a little weeny pic of him reading the copy, but they'd have none of it.
Why is that?
Well, they only like happy people in their stories, and let's face it, Giles's personal life's a joke.
Well, there's a laugh, then.
Who did you say you worked for? Bits and Bobs. Perhaps we met at the launch party.
No, I know Giles.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to present the Big Cheese
Contest. Yes, excuse us. I think they're about to present the cut to the trivial winners. I can't miss that. Come on, Carol.
I think there's a taxi firm by the phone if you need to leave in a hurry, Helen.
Well, here I am about to turn into my cul-de-sac. I'm looking forward to a sherry and a resolve to calm my cream-lined intestines. I think I see the connection now between Sue, me and Giles, just about. I'll certainly give her a ring tomorrow just to let her know she missed the biggest flop of the decade. She might want to include it in her monthly feature of who's in and who's out. I mean, Trivia Pursuits has really had its day. Oh dear, these are real flashing lights this time. The juniors have got me at last.
Yes, officer. I mean, trainee, how can I help you?
Yes, Mum. Well, we're just doing on-the-spot image checks on vehicles, and we wondered if you'd like to step outside your car and listen to our collection of CDs. We've got a few operas, but we're mostly country and western freaks. And do you know anyone who could do a story on us to sort of spread the word about cadets being cultured and that?
Well, just so happens I might, young man.
That was Life with Lederer, written and performed by Helen Lederer, featuring Christopher Campbell, Malcolm Rayburn and Victoria Finney. It was produced in Manchester by Paul Z. Jackson.